All right, welcome to Wednesday, March 27th. I'm John Weigel here with Mark Dent, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. Today, Visa and MasterCard agreed to limit credit card swipe fees as part of an antitrust settlement. How does this affect you exactly? Merchants may save an estimate $30 billion over the next 5 years as a result of this settlement. That's a huge number there, but what are the details behind this lawsuit and how low will card fees get for businesses? We'll get into that in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Starting off here, Canva acquired Affinity, taking ownership of the creative software's Affinity Designer, Photo, and Publisher apps. Canva saw 170 million monthly global users as of January and is now making a play to attract professional designers. Next, moving to McDonald's. McDonald's is expanding its partnership with Krispy Kreme to all U.S. locations by the end of 2026. Exciting news if you're me. The donut chain, whose stock was up nearly 20% in pre-market trading yesterday, will more than double its distribution to meet the new demand. Moving into tech, a judge dismissed a lawsuit from X against the Center of Countering Digital Hate, ruling that this whole suit was just to punish the nonprofit for unflattering research regarding hate speech on the platform. And moving into food, Trader Joe's raised the price of its individually sold bananas by about 20% from 19 cents to 23 cents. Doesn't sound like a huge jump, but they've held that 19-cent price since 2001. What do you think about this, Mark?
That's some exceptional battling of inflation, I think, you know.
It is.
When, as we've seen, all these other grocery store prices go so high, it's like the staples, i.e. the banana at Trader Joe's, the hot dog at Costco, they're holding their ground pretty well. So, hey, you know, 4 cents over 23 years could be a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a pretty great job right now. And Trader Joe's has mostly held firm in their prices across the board. They're kind of one of the only grocery stores across America that doesn't have dynamic pricing, really. So, you know, what you buy in New York is the same as what you pay in Kansas. So, yeah, kudos to them for that. And inflation got to them, but it took a while.
Yeah.
And finally, PepsiCo formally split Flamin' Hot into a unique brand within its broad $28 billion snacking division. The phenomenon that started with Cheetos that turned your fingers red now extends to 25 products. I have no idea what products that is. I gotta go to Target to check them out. All right, on to the main story. Our big story here focuses on Visa and MasterCard taking quite a hit in an antitrust settlement. Enough of a hit that businesses could see up to $30 billion in savings over the next 5 years, but let's start here with the basics. Mark, can you give me some background on what generated this lawsuit?
So since like forever ago, literal decades, Visa and MasterCard have been facing pressure from businesses over how much they charge them when they swipe the card. You know, it's not something we think about all that much as consumers, but those businesses usually pay around 2% of the total cost of the item here in the US because of that swipe fee that goes to companies like Visa and MasterCard. So they've been engaged in this litigation for a while. And yeah, there's a settlement and the businesses won. There's going to be a 5-year agreement that's going to lower rates by about 0.04 percentage point for the next 5 years. And like you said, that's going to be a savings of around $30 billion for businesses who are going to be paying slightly lower fees.
That's really exciting. I mean, you've probably had this experience as well, but you ever gone to a restaurant and they say, oh, we don't take credit cards? Or my favorite alternative, we do take credit cards, but you get a discount if you don't pay with a credit card.
Yes, absolutely. I used to see it a lot more often when I was on the East Coast. But yeah, here in Texas where I live now, oftentimes the smallest restaurants will be ones that are still cash only. And I can always appreciate that. But I almost see more of the credit card only restaurants and coffee shops and things like that these days as well.
Yeah, nowadays that's huge. I mean, you have card only lanes at grocery stores. You have card only self-checkout nowadays at big chains like Target and Walmart. So cards are really taking over. And this was some incredible pushback, I think. I mean, over the past 20 years, it took a while.
Yeah.
Great pushback on the dominance of the credit card industry.
Well, and it's like you're saying, it is just dominant. It's easy for consumers who have gotten so used to not having cash It's good for consumers in the sense that they can get rewards. And obviously, the credit card programs that have become very popular in the last few years, especially among young people, you know, they've really maxed out the possibility for rewards. When you think of credit cards like the Chase Sapphire Reserve and different ones by American Express, people actually pay a couple hundred dollars a year in order to get these better rewards. So you know they're going to be using that credit card all the time. Mm-hmm. And again, it's just not been something that American consumers think about, of how much it actually costs the person who is swiping that credit card for them. In Europe, there are tight regulations around credit card fees, and they tend to be, according to NPR, around 8 to 9 times lower than what we see here in the US, you know, somewhere in the ballpark of 0.3% for credit card fees, which is substantially lower than the 2% that people see around here. And even when you consider this settlement, which is going to shave off 0.04 percentage points, that's still not going to bring America anywhere close to the numbers you'd see in Europe.
No, definitely not. But I guess the point is that it's something, and at least it's kind of a triumph for small businesses out there. I mean, historically, larger businesses and chains have kind of been able to negotiate these fees. But now, small businesses with this settlement will be able to band together and also negotiate fees for themselves, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be better for them. And I think that there's definitely reason to celebrate this settlement because of what you just said of how small businesses do get some relief. They might be able to kind of band together and really negotiate things down a bit more in the future. But however, the attorney who's representing the National Association of Convenience Stores pointed out to the Wall Street Journal that they still want a little bit more. Mm-hmm. He says that the settlement did not quite answer another one of their accusations, which was that Visa and MasterCard have been fixing some of these credit card rates. And so there's still definitely going to be a lot that needs to be worked out, I think, in the sense of like how much lower will these credit card swiping fees end up going and some of those larger questions about the accusations against Visa and MasterCard.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it. And when you think about it too, the accusations towards Visa and MasterCard and their card revenue services kind of also affect the banks that issue these cards. I mean, Chase is like a big supplier of Visa and MasterCards. Capital One's a big supplier of both of those. How do you see this affecting banks in the future? Will this kind of also deter them a little bit and cause them a little problem?
Yeah. And, you know, they definitely could see some of that. These banks are all kind of involved with the credit card companies when it comes to these fees. And in fact, you know, the merchants who were involved in this lawsuit and are accusing the credit cards of fixing these fees, I mean, they kind of lump the banks with all that as well. So there's certainly going to be some pain for the banks and also some questions that are still going to be asked by merchants of those banks.
It seems like a fascinating breakthrough, even though maybe a little less than they had previously wanted, but a breakthrough nonetheless for small businesses around the US at least to kind of get that credit card fee down. Hopefully there will be more of a change with this as time progresses, but for right now it seems you got to take the wins as they come.
Yeah, or just start using cash if you're a consumer, perhaps, if you're willing to do it.
Or go off the grid.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to use more cash. I don't carry cash ever, and I always kick myself. It always feels great. It just feels like fun money that you go out to spend.
It is, and it's like I feel a little better. Like I feel like I actually did something with my purchase when I use cash instead of just, you know, charging it to the piece of plastic that I use 98% of the time.
Right. There's some finality in it, and then, you know, you walk away with a little coin jingle in your pocket. And I don't know. There's something romantic about it. I'm romanticizing it too much, but...
The old nostalgia of cash.
All right, and that's going to do it for us today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We have so much more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed to it, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow.